I'm standing in unincorporated Miami-Dade County in the middle of nowhere. There's not a building in sight, but there is a very, very large boat under construction.
Just outside Hialeah, not far from the Everglades, sits one-tenth of a full-scale Noah's Ark.
So this is all wood, so let me just...
Imagine a 150-foot-long bathtub made out of wood, and you'll start to get the idea. Standing in front is a cement elephant sculpture, a sign of the bigger and hopefully more lifelike things to come, yeah. Says Carolina Peralta.
We are trying to develop this area. This is going to be like a park. This is going to be our Disney in Miami.
The Hidden Ark Project is the brainchild of a group of local men, including Peralta's partner. The park would be one part zoo, one part biblical experience. The group spent about $300,000 of their own money to get to this point, but that's quite a bit shy of the estimated $1.5 million the Ark will cost.
Yeah, it sounds crazy, but every single person that come over here and see it, they say, oh my God, this is amazing.
What sounds crazier? This Ark, it's part of a larger Ark boom. There's the Ark Encounter, a project at the Creation Museum in Kentucky that includes a $21 million life-sized Ark. There was Lu's Ark in China, a relatively small Ark, reportedly built to survive the 2012 Mayan apocalypse, and then... there was Johan.
Johan Huybers. I am the builder of the Ark of Noah.
Huybers had a dream back in 1992 that part of Holland was terribly flooded.
And then I said to my wife, I'm going to build the Ark of Noah. And she said, no way.
Eventually, Huybers' wife came around. And in 2011, he completed the 450-foot-long, fully functional Ark in the Netherlands. Tens of thousands of people have come to see Johan's Ark already. He thinks the appeal of the Noah story these days is obvious.
I think because the climate changing, when you see Japan, the tsunami, when you see it in Indonesia, you see the water came in New Orleans. The coming years, the change will be bigger and bigger.
The Noah's Ark story has become a kind of climate change Rorschach test. Some, like Huybers, see the story as a cautionary tale. But in 2009, a congressman from Illinois cited the promise God made to Noah to never again flood the earth as a reason we shouldn't worry too much about climate change. Paul Harvey is an expert in American religious history at the University of Colorado. He says historically some conservative Christians have viewed everything from the Civil War to the election of FDR through an apocalyptic lens. The Noah story, regardless of God's promise, he says, is resonating on that same visceral level.
Because even if you don't think there's going to be a flood, evangelicals think there's going to be some kind of catastrophe at the end of the world. That's part of the book of Revelation. And so I think they're still responding to it, even if they may deny exactly the climate part of it.
Back on the five-acre lot just outside Hialeah, climate change is the least of the Hidden Ark's problems.
That's the flag that was at the top of the Ark, right?
Yeah.
Shortly after we first met Carolina Peralta, the group got some bad news. They didn't have the proper permits for their Ark. The county had them tear it down. Carolina looks on at the cement elephant sculpture.
Yeah, that's the only thing that is left here.
Reniel Aguila built much of that original Ark with his own hands. Aguila says he's sad, but at the same time he sees the upside. The team has bigger plans now, too big for this five-acre lot. They want to add modern rides, Babylonian gardens, and a water park themed after the Niagara Falls. And if you thought building the Ark was a task of biblical proportions, consider the fundraising for this. Aguila estimates their new Noah's Ark Park will cost roughly $2 billion. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.